Welcome back to the Silver and Black Show. I'm alongside rookie Trayvon Hester, seventh round pick. There were only 10 selections left. What was that moment like for you in the seventh round hearing your name called?
It was a great experience. You know, lifetime journey that I was waiting for my whole life. And, you know, just to get the call and to know that I'm going to be going somewhere to play football, it was just a dream come true.
Well, you had to make the team, and you did. When you found out that you made the 53-man roster, what was that day like for you, and who was the first call you made?
The first call was definitely to my mother. You know, she shared so much memories with me and just helped me out and helped me grow to be the man I am now. So, you know, just to let her know that a little bit of burden is off her part is just great to be able to tell her that. And it was just a blessed day.
You're an unbelievable story, one of my favorite stories. And there was also an unbelievable moment for you, a milestone of sorts, as you got to buy your mom a car recently.
Mm-hmm.
So is that something that you've been wanting to do your whole life? You get your first paycheck, and that was one of your first purchases?
Yeah, definitely. Just growing up where I'm from, you know, my mom never really had a reliable car to rely on. And so, you know, just growing up, I always wanted to be able to provide for her and just help her out and just make it a little easier on her part. And so, you know, I got to do that a little bit, and it's just great to be able to do that.
Was it a complete surprise? Did you pick out the car? Did she tell you what she wanted? How did it go down?
Well, it was half and half. You know, I couldn't just pick a car because I didn't want to just come back and she didn't.
Right.
You
she
know,
wasn't
so,
feeling it.
So I gave her a couple of choices of what she would like to get, and she picked a Jeep. And so we went to the Jeep dealership, and whatever one she liked, you know, we did. We just got it.
Very cool. So now let's switch to football a little bit. You're getting 40% of the defensive snaps. So take me through the playing time that you're seeing and the progression this season.
Well, it's just trying to adjust, just trying to, you know, get better each week, just trying to, you know, progress and help my guys out. You know, I got great leaders in the D-line room with K-Mac and Bruce Irving and Big Jelly. And, you know, they help us out a lot, and, you know, they stay on us. You know, they tell us what we're doing wrong, and they encourage us a lot. So, you know, I mean, my job is easy. All I got to do is just go out there and play.
So I've heard it's good cop, bad cop when it comes to Irvin and Mac. What are those personalities like? When they motivate you, I'm assuming it's in different ways.
Yeah, definitely. K-Mac, he's a lot more calmer than Bruce is, you know. You know, he'll tell you what you're doing wrong, or he'll encourage you a lot more. Bruce, he'll just, you know, get on you. He's a lot tougher, but, you know, that's what you need sometimes. You know, you need the good cop, bad cop kind of vibe, because, you know, you know who has your best interest.
A lot of rookies talk about the speed of the NFL, how much you have to learn going in. What has it been like, the transition for you coming from college to the NFL? What's been your biggest obstacle?
Oh, man, just managing my time. You know, time management is one of the biggest differences here. You know, you got so much to do, you know, throughout the day. Just with this job, you know, it could get overwhelming. And, you know, just having the right people on your side and on your team, you know, it's easier for you to go out there and just have fun and be the best player you can be.
So you guys have 6 weeks left, and even though there has been some disappointment this season, you're very much still in it. What is the focus the final 6 weeks here?
Everything that we got for these last six games. You know, we got six games left. The plan is to play each game one by one and take it one game at a time. And so right now we're focusing on week one against the Broncos, and mm-hmm. We just got to keep it going.
All right, so week 12 is a Thanksgiving week. So when we get to our five questions, they are Thanksgiving themed. What's your favorite dish Thanksgiving Day?
My favorite dish would definitely be sweet potatoes.
And how are they prepared? Does your mom do the cooking? Who does the cooking?
Yeah, my mom does the cooking. You know, sometimes I try to go in there a little bit and help her out. You know, steal a little bit of secret recipes from her. But, yeah, my mom, she does it all.
No disrespect to your mom, but is there one dish that you're going to pass on, that you just, it's not going to make it on your plate?
Never. I didn't get this big for no reason. You know, my mom knows how to cook. She's a great cook. You know, she knows what she's doing. She feeds a lot of people. You know, I'm second to the oldest out of 11. So, you know, she definitely knows what she's doing.
If it's food, it's on your plate.
Yeah.
What do you do in your free time? What's your favorite non-football activity?
Honestly, you know, I mean, myself, I'm a laid back kind of guy. I just like to chill and relax, you know, watch movies, play video games, whatever I can do to just ease off, take the ease off of the work day and just take a load off.
I'm all about that. Just sit in pajamas
and
relax.
Yeah.
So what's a common misconception about you, something that people get wrong?
Probably that I'm just a big fair guy or something like that. Like I play defensive tackle.
Right, a big angry defensive tackle. Yeah, I'm not getting that from you right now.
You know, somebody who you probably can approach or something like that. But all in all, you know what I mean, if you really get to know me, I'm a great guy. You know what I mean? I'm very open to conversation. I like to talk. I like to joke around. I like to have fun. And, you know, it's easy once you get to know me.
So final question here. Something that you're not good at that you wish you were?
Something that I'm not good at that I wish I was. Drawing.
I always
really wanted to learn how to draw or, like, know how to draw. Because, like, I used to see people, like, in classrooms, you know, this throughout the day just drawing like nice little pictures, and I'll be like, I can't do that, you know. I'm a great stick figure drawer, but that's about it.
Yeah, X's and O's, that's all you have to worry about. Trayvon, thank you so much for taking the time. Best of luck the
rest
of the season.
Thank you.
A lot more to come here on the Silver and Black Show.